At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What is the worst thing you have done just for the sake of getting laid? Story 1. I live in an area full of puck bunnies, girls who know very little about hockey besides following the local team but love the players. Back around 2003, when TK sites were popular, I made a sloppy GeoCities or Homestead copy of the NHL website. It was pretty basic, but I created a few player profiles with stats and accolades like you'd normally see. Then I inserted myself into the list of players and the made-up league-wide stat sheet. When I met a girl, I'd eventually say something like, "It's nice to just have a regular conversation with someone instead of people always asking about hockey," which would make them curious and ask what I meant. I'd say I was the youngest NHL player ever, with about 50 games already under my belt as a 15-year-old. I was fairly well known as one of the better high school hockey players in the area, and I would tell them I had a youth contract that let me play in the NHL on weekends and nights I could travel while still playing high school hockey on other nights. If they asked why I wasn't rich, I'd say that due to labor laws I couldn't get paid until I turned 16. But once I had my next birthday, my youth contract would convert into a full contract with full pay. Most didn't believe me, so I'd show them the website and pull up my stats, complete with draft information, a headshot, a brief write-up about my playing history before the NHL, and a note for being the youngest player in league history. It worked better than you'd expect. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. Once I walked from Arlington to Dallas to meet up a girl when I was 19. I reached her house after 16 hours of walking. I didn't have money for a taxi, but I had the money to buy rubber and a gym membership so I could clean up before heading to her house. I got there at like 4 a.m. and got to her house at 4:30 a.m. It was the most romantic thing anyone had ever done for her, and we did it in her room. I was tired from walking for 16 hours. She was tired from worrying about me all day, so we slept till noon the next day. When we woke up, her mom said, "Go get him," because she looked in the room to see us cuddling in bed. She didn't give us a speech. I overheard her talking to my mom over the phone, saying, "If this boy walked 16 hours to cuddle my daughter, there's nothing either of us could have done," and we both just laughed so hard. We spent the day together, and then her mom drove me home. She gave me a speech on the way home. My mom whooped my butt for the first time in years when I got home. My God, the difference between black and white parenting is wild. Story 3. During the past spring break, I acted as if I were someone else, not like a celebrity or anything, but instead a foreign exchange student from Australia. In reality, I'm American. The previous weeks beforehand, I spent free time researching the continent, learning slang terms, and practicing my accent nearly anywhere I went. The very first day we were in Panama City, Florida, I picked up a girl by playing frisbee on the beach. My friend threw a frisbee too far over my head and nearly knocked a girl's face off. I went up to her and said, "Sorry, Sheila, my mate isn't very good at throwing the flying ring." She stared at me like I was a ghost and told me to repeat what I said. So I did, and told her that if she wanted, she could throw with us and teach me. She ended up tagging along with my friends and me for the day. We went to dinner, and then she ended up spending the night over at the place my friends and I were renting. We slept together, and afterwards I had my back turned, and she told me. So that's what it's like doing it with a man from another country? I acted like I was sleeping, and then she went to sleep too, and then I got up in the morning to make some breakfast. Once everything was done, I came back into the room, shook her, and told her in my normal voice, "Hey, are you hungry? Because I left some eggs and pancakes for you back in the kitchen." The look on her face was priceless. Still speechless, she got up out of bed, ate breakfast, and left. Story 4. I ruined a woman's 40th birthday party. I have been seeing two married women, J and M. They were friends, but neither knew I was seeing the other. Mediam started getting attached and wanted to leave her husband for me, so I had to end it with her. I was still seeing Jay, though not very often, as she tended to flake on me. Mum was having her 40th birthday party. I wasn't invited, but Jay told me that her husband was working all night and that if she left the party early enough, she would drop by. That night I was home, waiting to hear from Jay. Around 10:30, I started to think she was going to flake and stay late at the party, so I decided to end things. I called the police and said my neighbors were having a party with possible underage drinking, then gave them his address. About an hour later, Jay called. She was coming over because the party had ended. The police showed up. Nam had let her son have a beer, and her husband was furious. They got into a huge fight and everyone left. The party was ruined. Jay came over and we did it that night. Story 5. I was at university. It was nearing Halloween. I was in a module with an extremely pretty and out-of-my-league girl who was organizing a night out. We got on okay, so she invited me to it. A couple of days later, we're talking, and she mentions it's fancy dress, so I'm thinking up the usual tired Halloween ideas, and she suddenly comes up with, "But I really want a guy to dress up as a woman," followed by, "If you did it, we could do it." So, as you do, thinking entirely with my dong, I agreed on the spot. Fast forward a week, and I'm out in the town center, looking decidedly feminine. I got a friend to help me. She did an amazing job. I'm dancing with the aforementioned girl when she decides that she wants out, and I'm coming with her. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is where my story gets quite sad. On the way down the stairs out of the club, I tripped. I tripped and fell down the stairs. I ended up with a sprained ankle and a broken collarbone. And did she sleep with me? No. No, she didn't. Story 6. About 3 weeks ago, it was my best friend's birthday party. He threw a massive house bash to celebrate. We had keggers, about 4 cases of beer, bottles galore, and whatnot. Some people brought liquor to share within their groups, which is cool and completely okay. Until the rest of the liquor at the party ran out. Now, at this point, I'm really baked and more than a little drunk, and I spot this cute girl with her 2 friends sitting near 3 almost full bottles of vodka. So I did what any self-respecting man would do. I started flirting with her and eventually kept taking drinks from her. This would normally be totally okay if she didn't sound like that annoying ex of Chandler's from Friends. Seriously, this girl sounded like a harpy, and I had to smile and endure the conversation just to get a bigger buzz on. Anyway, I ended up sleeping with her, and her number turned up in my phone the next day. Apparently, her name is Jessica. Story 7. The daughter of the mayor of our city was insanely good-looking. She and I were good friends in high school, but I always felt she was way out of my league, so I never attempted to even ask her out. She disappeared after high school and resurfaced about 5 years later when we crossed paths in a local supermarket parking lot, where we talked for hours standing outside our cars. She acted very interested in my conversation, and she asked me if I would like to come to her house for dinner later that week. I eagerly agreed. The tension I felt was pretty high. I really thought I was going to finally get lucky with this attractive woman at long last. The day arrived, and I went over to her house for dinner. She fixed a really nice meal. Afterwards, we went into her living room, where she had a dry erase board on a stand in the living room facing where we were sitting. After a minute or two, she stood up and started her Amway sales pitch. She lured me to her house to try to convince me to join Amway. I thanked her for dinner and told her that I wasn't interested. I left confused and with man blues. Story 8. I kind of feel like a jerk for this. I was good friends with a girl in my class, and we took the train together every day. So we were pretty close and talked now and then. One night, we were texting, and she told me she was slowly falling in love with me, but didn't know what to do since she'd been in a relationship for 2 years. I told her, "Yeah, I love you too." A few days later, she broke up with her boyfriend. We made out, did our thing, and she told me she wanted me. The jerk in me came alive, and I said, "This is all happening too fast for me. I'm not ready for a relationship." Story 9. I staged a fake breakup phone call in front of this girl. She was friends with the girl I was dating at the time, and we were in a hotel room together. The girl I was dating had really pissed me off. Just crazy teenager BS. She had actually broken into my house and started messaging people on AIM from my computer, asking who they were and why we were friends and whatnot. A real crazy girl. So I put the moves on the friend and things got going, but I made the mistake of asking her what was wrong as I could see she was getting into it all but was a bit reluctant. She told me she felt bad, so I got up and called my girlfriend and had a nearly 30-minute breakup argument with her. The phone was off the whole time. Story 10. My ex-girlfriend of 2 years at the time came to visit me at university, and we got into a huge argument. I was just ridiculously in the mood and...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
She was about to take her stuff and leave. Knowing this girl would do anything to marry me, I sat her down and said, "Listen, I know you're leaving, but before you do, I wanted to ask you, would you like to be engaged to me?" She started crying, and we banged like animals throughout the weekend, some ridiculous figure like 5 to 7 times a day. I said, "Would you like to be engaged to me?" Because 1, I had no ring, and 2, I didn't want to actually say the words, "Will you marry me?" because there was no way I wanted to marry that woman. We stayed secretly engaged for a good amount of time and had a tremendous amount of good times in bed, as if those words unleashed crazy hormones in her for months. Story 11. I was a foreign Israeli soldier at the time, trying to be with this gorgeous left-wing girl. Let's call her Girly. She was nice and polite. She didn't even give me a hard time about being a soldier, but all my moves were failing miserably. After a few drinks, I decided to try something more extreme and told her what I considered an elaborate and interesting story to change her impression of me. I started by describing where I was serving at the time, Hebron, going into detail about the hassles at checkpoints, how nothing I could do really affected the people I dealt with, and how everyone I encountered was either a jerk or completely convinced I was. Right on cue, she tried to reassure me, saying some people must appreciate what I was doing and that the fact I made the extra effort not to mess with people's days was doing some good. At this point, I looked around apprehensively, hesitated for a few seconds, and tried my best to act like I was hiding something. Again, right on cue, she asked what it was. I started telling her about a woman, a pretty Palestinian student who used to cross my checkpoint every day to get to school. Every time she passed, I would say hi and smile, and she would ignore me. This went on for a few weeks until she started smiling back as she walked away. At that point, I started hoping that maybe something was possible. I began writing little notes to pass her each morning, but I never got any back. I even tried walking with her once, but she got angry and wouldn't even look at me for the next few days. Around this time, my officer moved me from the checkpoint to a static post on top of a hill overlooking the city. I spent 8 hours there every night, just waiting, thinking, and all in all, being miserable. One exceptionally dark Saturday night, it must have been around 2 or 3 in the morning, I saw her approaching through the checkpoints. My friends, now manning the checkpoint, stopped her. I stood there watching from my vantage point, 200 to 300 meters away. I quickly remembered the radio and told them to leave her alone. She must have recognized my voice because I saw her look up. They let her through, and she started walking up the hill towards my post. It felt like hours while I stared down at her, slowly walking. As she climbed the steps, I could almost feel the anxiety emanating from her. She stopped on the last step and just stared at my gun. I slowly took it off and took a step towards her. She stiffened. I whispered that it was okay and that nothing bad could happen here. She looked up straight into my eyes, and we slowly embraced each other before I knew it. It was over, and I was watching her run off. I never saw her again, which I suppose I should have predicted. At this point, Girly was looking at me on the verge of tears, her eyes practically screaming for me to tell her more. Naturally, I put on my best troll face. She started smacking me as I rolled around laughing, and that eventually led to us sleeping together. Anyway, she is still my girlfriend today, over 2 years later. Story 12. I was casually dating a girl from my town, I'll call her Local, and went on a ski trip with the guys and met another girl. She and a friend came up for a weekend of fun with my roommate and me a couple of weeks later. They lived about a 7-hour drive away. A couple of weeks after that, the local girl wanted me to come with her to a big sale in a town 3 hours away on Saturday. I agreed, but then the out-of-town girl called me and wanted to meet me halfway and spend the night at a motel. The town we were to meet in was about an hour from where I had promised the local girl to go with her for the big sale. I didn't want either to know about the other, so I drove with a local girl to the sale, a 6-hour round trip, and then, as soon as I got home, turned around to meet the out-of-town girl, another 4-hour drive. It was nearing midnight before I got to where she was staying, and I knew which hotel but not the room number. No cell phone, so I couldn't phone her, and the office was closed with only an emergency phone number, as they were booked full. So I went around room to room quietly knocking on room doors and whispering her name until I found the room she was in. I would not do it again. Story 13. My family was at an all-inclusive resort in Cancun. They had these guided excursions where you hopped on a bus or a boat to get to different destinations. My cousin and I were first in our group, with my uncle right behind us. In the middle of the bus, there were 4 girls, 2 on each side. On the right side, the girls were wearing shirts and shorts. On the left, one was a brunette with green eyes and the other had dyed red hair. We quickly sat in front of these 2 girls, and my cousin turned to me and said, "Call it. I'm a sucker for brunettes with green eyes. I can turn into a bumbling idiot around them." So it wasn't even really a choice for me. Keep in mind, by this point, about 40 people were filing onto the bus, so it was loud, we weren't trying to be obvious, and as long as we weren't shouting, they probably couldn't hear us. We hadn't noticed that my uncle saw us looking over, and I nudged my cousin to the left, but he went full wingman mode and sat right behind the 2 girls. The ride was supposed to be an hour and a half, so we weren't in a rush. About 5 minutes in, my uncle leaned forward, grabbed my cousin's shoulder, and said, "So did they give you 2 a date for when your movie is coming out?" The 2 girls and I probably could have been blown over by a slight breeze. I had never thought my uncle could be so slick with the ladies. My cousin picked it up instantly and started with some post-production BS, saying it had set us back about 5 months. The girls began whispering to each other furiously, probably trying to figure out if they recognized us. The conversation continued, and we kept spouting ridiculous stuff. We shared a beach house for when we could get away from the studio and the theater. This deal was going to net us an easy $5 million apiece, and we were so generous for giving up our suite to our family and sharing the room with our 2 cousins, since all the suites were already booked by the time they got vacation time. Luckily, the 2 girls were just eating this stuff up. We slowly pulled them into the conversation, and I asked if I could swap with the redhead seat so I could talk to my uncle. Bam! My cousin was sitting next to her, and I was next to the brunette. After a couple of minutes, my uncle said, "Sorry, boys, Aunt wants to talk to me," and quickly slipped away to join the rest of our group. We kept talking until the end of the bus ride and asked if the girls wanted to meet us at the club later that night. We parted ways, and the day continued. Even though everything at the resort was all-inclusive, if you tipped the bartenders $1 a round, they made sure you were never without a drink. We could get 2 to 3 rounds before another group got anything, since most people didn't tip at all. The girls showed up, we had some drinks, and did a bit of dancing. The bartender was all over us, calling us sir and making our story even more believable. She asked if I wanted to get out of there, and I said, "Yeah, sure." She took me to their room, and things escalated. A bit later, my cousin came in with the other one. I later learned they had sneaked into the pool. After about 4 hours, it started to get light outside. We slipped out. My other uncle, who wakes up at ungodly hours, was up, and we went into our room and crashed for a couple of hours before getting woken up to play some pool volleyball with other women. About 2 days later, the same girls came into the club while my cousin and I were there. I was dancing with one of them when my cousin yanked me behind a counter, and we snuck out. They had come in, sat at the bar, and spent the 5 minutes we waited looking around before we left. I did something similar for a buddy of mine. We were pulling into a hotel in a nice rented car, dressed in our suits for a wedding that day. My friend was flashier and looked really sharp. As we got out of the car, several Asian tourists were walking around outside the front.
I ran to his side, opened the door, grabbed his luggage from his hand, and said loud enough for everyone to hear, "Sorry, sir. Let me take your bag, sir."
Then I proceeded to explain how our broker, Landon, had recently sold a large portion of his shares in some company and detailed his daily profit take as if my friend were a hotshot investment power player. The young tourists all started snapping photos of him.
2 days later, the night before we were heading home, we saw them all in the hotel bar and restaurant. They were a couple of tables away, so I said loud enough for them to hear, "Sir, look, those are the beautiful girls you were talking about." They went red and started giggling. Icebreaker achieved. He ended up spending the night with one of them about 2 hours later. I'm a good friend. Story 14.
So about 4 years ago, I had been stricken with the flu for a week or so, and a new girlfriend who had apparently been quite stricken with me. I am her first boyfriend, so she was rather excited about the whole dating thing. I may or may not have insinuated that I had a serious life-threatening disease. I perhaps persuaded her into doing things for me because I didn't want to die without trying them first. Yeah, she would stop randomly in the middle of our acts and start crying about how she didn't want to lose me so quickly.
Story 15. I woke up in bed with one of my lady friends, let's call her Nina, after a long, long night of drinking with no idea how she got there since I didn't remember seeing her the previous night. She left while I was in the shower. Later, I glanced at my text messages from the night before and found this gem of an exchange with the drunk typos corrected. "Dude, I'm seriously trying to spend the night with Amy this weekend." "What the heck? This is Nina." "Oh, sorry, Nina. I meant to text my other friend. Don't worry, I'd sleep with you too. Want to come over? I'll be home from the bars in about 15 minutes. "Yeah, okay. I'll call you when I'm outside." We ended up doing it twice more that week, and then things fizzled out. I never did sleep with the other girl.
Story 16. It was my first year after losing my V-card, so I was really into doing it constantly. There was this guy who had randomly called my number, and we stayed in touch for a while. He was a bit unstable. He had schizophrenia and was on medication. I didn't really enjoy talking to him, but I felt sorry for him, so I kept in touch. One day, he begged me to meet up, so I did. We talked for a bit, and then I went home. He wasn't bad looking, so I didn't feel too guilty about talking to him anymore, but he wasn't my type. I had a few guys I was messing around with, but one night they weren't around, and I was really, really in the mood. The guy with schizophrenia called, and I told him to come over. In the middle of the night, he sneaked into my yard, climbed through my window, and we did our thing, but he didn't get to reach the finish line. Afterwards, I got up, told him to leave, and he did. The worst part was that he had basically never gone all the way with anyone before. I still feel really bad about it. Before anyone accuses me of SA, this guy and I had talked about doing it before. When he came over, we briefly discussed it, and he willingly got involved. I didn't force him. I should also mention that I kept telling him, "Don't paint my walls," which might be why he didn't.
Story 17. I am not really proud of this, but here goes. Almost a year ago, I was out with my ex-girlfriend and a mutual lady friend of ours. The latter just had a big fight with her boyfriend, my best mate at the time. So they were separated for real. We partied and drank and talked the whole night. Then my ex began to flirt and dance with a random guy in the club, and my lady friend and I began to talk about life, men, and other stuff. She was quite drunk and leaned in more and more. Finally, she began whispering in my ear and got very touchy. So I just switched my brain off and kissed her, to which she not just did not resist, but told me, "Come on, let's go to your place." We went home and did it. The girl went home after this, and the first thing she did was tell her boyfriend slash ex-boyfriend. I woke up the next day feeling like an awesome womanizer. I never just came home from work to see a baby diaper stuck on my window. As it was around Halloween, I assumed it was a pumpkin. Next to it was a note that said, "This is how you value our friendship." Well, on this day, I lost a lot of friends at once. I had it coming. They got married a week later. I like to believe it was because of this night. It showed him how much he loved her and stuff. If I hadn't done it, would I have known that they still love each other? I think I shouldn't have.
Story 18. A girl I know started dating this incredibly gorgeous aspiring actor,
who was extremely religious. He was waiting to pop the cherry until he got married. Anyway, she is the complete opposite when it comes to religious and political views. She's a hippie fuck-slash-bohemian liberal atheist, but she wanted to be with him so badly she pretended to be a devout Catholic and constantly spoke about how she loved God and all of that. She even bought a Bible and pretended to be reading it whenever he went over. He ended up finding out she was lying before she successfully got him and ruined his V-card, but they did everything besides the actual deed. Story 19. I worked with a girl who was giving me signals. I went out with her one night and ended up going back to her place. I was in a relationship at the time, and the girl in question was a bit stalky, and I didn't want my partner to find out, so I dropped her like she was hot. Turns out, I broke her heart, and she moved to another city. Fast forward 10 years, I am recently single. I Googled said girl, who is now married. We started chatting online, and a few months later, she came to my city for a conference. We met up for dinner, and I confessed to her that the reason I disappeared from her all those years ago was that I was in love with her and had to choose between her and my girlfriend, and that I had never stopped loving her. It worked. We ended up doing it at her hotel that night and every night for a week. She was awesome, and she was the best I ever had. Story 20. My friend with benefits was on a super weird date. She messaged asking me to come grab her as her brother while pretending to be angry. She was an hour away, so I left and kept calling her to make it seem real. I went there and made a scene and took her away. We then drove to a parking lot, and she wanted to return the favor with an amazing time in bed. I did a similar thing a while ago, but it was just three young ladies who were out and about. I told them to just say that I was their uncle if anybody was harassing them, and they could just come back to the table with me. Another woman closer to my age thought that it was sweet that I was taking care of my nieces while they were out and about. We started talking, and the three young ladies were the ultimate wing girls for me. They talked me up so much that the woman ended up going back to my place that night. Unfortunately, I started seriously dating my now ex a few weeks later, and she asked me to remove those young ladies from my social media. I should have kept the wing girls as friends. They were loads of fun. Story 21. I once posted a picture on my IG of this girl that I had Tinder DMs with, and this other girl slid into my DMs and was like, "Oh, she's lucky." I later linked with the girl, and we met up. I basically got to do it because I posted a picture of a girl and another girl wanted to meet me afterwards. Easiest, most unorthodox way I ever connected with someone. Story 22. This is actually a story of my first experience. I am not particularly proud of this, but I guess I could have done worse at the time. I was 19 and living in the city, while my girlfriend was living in a little village around 25 kilometers from me. This is happening in Europe, and I did not have my driver's license then. Basically, the only action that could happen when our families were out of the house did not happen very often. But once, my grandma had to go to the hospital for a few days. My father said at breakfast that he has to water some plants at grandma's apartment. And then I saw it. The sparkling opportunity took the form of a key to her apartment, which was still out of reach because father wanted to water the plants himself. Well, as a titillated guy, what else could I do? I grabbed the keys when father was not looking, ran over to the hardware store and made a copy. I then took the car and drove over to my girlfriend's place. Needless to say, I got to be with her that very night. Story 23. I met a girl in Yahoo chat rooms. It was 2002, and I was 20. I was in the Air Force at the time, which is irrelevant, but I was living in New Mexico. Well, she lived like 45 minutes away and was at her boyfriend's house visiting. He was at work. Let it be noted, I did see her on a webcam and everything looked great. So I hurried over there driving fast and recklessly. I finally got there, knocked on the door, and there was something wrong. Well, she was deaf, and there was one other thing. She had a weird arm. I don't know if it was some kind of palsy or what, but the rest of her was smoking, and her not being able to talk led to a mime game that was actually pretty quick. We went straight to business. I don't know if she was handicapped or something, I really don't. But at the time, wouldn't it have been more screwed up not to sleep with her? That's how I get to sleep at night anyway. I eventually hurried up and got dressed because her boyfriend was going to be home. It was a slow, sad, horrible drive back home after that. Story 24. I stayed in a relationship with a girl who was emotionally insane for almost an entire year because she was so good in bed. I cut off my ties with the large majority of my friends, picked fights with my family, and did anything and everything to keep her happy and on my arm because I loved going to Pound Town twice a day with her. In the end, her emotional fluctuation was simply too much, and I had to get out of it, so I broke up with her. I think both of our drives were really screwed up after that because I started sleeping around immediately, and she was with a guy maybe 2 weeks after we broke up, and pregnant with her first kid less than 3 months later. She was a great girl, though. I mean, she and I are good friends to this day, but just not compatible in an emotional way with me. Story 25. I used my brain cancer to my advantage because screw it, I earned it. Every 6 months, I go in for a scan, and every 6 months, I confide in a girl about how nervous I am that I'll have to start chemo or have to go into surgeries. Now, while this is partly true, I worry about how I won't be able to do things I love to do if this happens. I get a little choked up, but then pull it back down and take control of my life. Whatever happens, happens, and I know I can get through it. Story 26. I was friends with one of my former best lady friends, whom we will call Jen, for more than 10 years. She is, and ever since I first met her, a gorgeous woman. Almost immediately, I was friend-zoned, but I secretly wished I could get close with her. On top of that, I would have to sit and listen to her regale me with the stories of the men she had been with over the years. This would make any man frustrated, but I stuck it out in the hopes of one day being with her. So I was home on mid-deployment leave from Afghanistan. One night, I went to an out-of-the-way bar that Jen frequents. As the night wore on, she invited me to her place to hang out in her jacuzzi. The first problem was her place was down the road from a sewage treatment plant. The second problem was she invited another guy friend to her place. I somehow convinced the other guy to stay at the bar because he had no ride out there, and it was getting late. We leave, and I follow her in my car. When we get there, the smell isn't so bad, and I think nothing of it. When we get to the jacuzzi, I tell her I do not have any swimwear. She says, "No worries, we'll just get in as it is." We get into the water and sit on opposite ends, enjoying the heat and bubbles. We talked for about 10 minutes when the wind brought the full raunchy smell of the plant to my nostrils. I cringe at the smell and Jen laughs, saying, "You get used to the smell." She comes over to my end and sits next to me. I thought to myself, "Finally," but because of the smell, I was having difficulty concentrating. I tell her this, and we adjourn to her bedroom. The smell was less prominent there, and I was able to get to business. We proceeded to have one of the best experiences of my life, twice that night and once more the next morning. The smell stayed throughout the time I was there, so I slept with my head in a pillowcase to use as a makeshift gas mask. I lost touch with her for a while because she started dating some jerk. Then recently I became friends with her on Facebook. We only exchange messages every now and again. Story 27. This fellow and I had been seeing each other casually for a few weeks at the end of the semester. Since he was graduating, we were just in it to have some fun. Some months go by and I'm back at college. We had been talking on the phone for hours like two people who really like each other casually do over the past few months. When it got to 6 months, since we hadn't seen each other, I found myself really missing that amazing time we had in bed. I started moving the conversations toward the subject, and before I knew it, he had made a 600-mile hookup call. That was 4 years ago. He proposed last month. Story 28. After breaking up with my first girlfriend, whom I also lost my V-card to, I was pretty desperate to get a rebound. I also wanted to be with a lot of women, because I thought that was cool for some reason. Anyway, I went to a bar with some friends, who in turn knew a girl everyone said was kind of a minx. We can call her S. I spent the night with her and thought that was that. However, Seb apparently took a liking to me, and we met again, and again, and again. Each time it was sort of a date, but it always ended in us sleeping together. I understood she wanted a relationship from the beginning, but I wasn't that into her. We got to know each other quite well, and she had really low self-esteem, which explained her reputation. This went on for maybe 6 months, until I got drunk and acted like a real jerk. We were pretty much done after that, or so I thought. Because a few more months went by without me being with anyone else. So eventually, I sent S a text, telling her I was sorry and wanted to be friends. To my surprise, she accepted. So S and I are now friends. sending text once in a while. I am nicer to her than ever, and she probably thought I was getting into her. Eventually, we end up at the same birthday party and did it again, and once again we start seeing each other on small dates that always lead to us in bed. Luckily, I managed to explain to her I didn't want a relationship more nicely this time, after a few weeks. This happened roughly 18 months ago, and I of course feel bad. Apparently, she's gotten over it, and from what I hear, she has better self-esteem and a good job now. I hope she finds some guy who will treat her nicely someday. She deserves it. Story 29. I faked a relationship for about 10 months to have a nightly sesh. I had met her a few months before we first started dating. She was very shy and insecure, had been cheated on twice in the past year, and had issues, so for 10 months I was a jerk. I also stole a roommate's blind date once. She showed up at the door, and he was not home, so I grabbed my jacket and went out. We were at mini golf, and I got a call from my dad. We talked for maybe 3 minutes, and I hang up. Now at this point, the date is not going well, and I realize if I want to get some, I need to make a move right now. So I put on my sad face. She asks what's wrong. I made up a story about how my mom had walked out on my dad not 48 hours ago, and we're both not taking it that well. An hour later, we're doing the monster mash. Story 30. Pretty stupid move by me, honestly. I was lonely in college and went to the grocery store around 2 a.m. The cashier was this girl from one of my big classes. I'd noticed her a bunch of times. I was buying a pint of ice cream and she goes, "Oh, that's my favorite." For some reason, I decided to fake an Irish accent. I've got red hair and I'm half Irish, so I figured I could pull it off. I said something like, I love ice cream, but I prefer a good sherbet like we have back home. She immediately asked, "Where are you from?" And I told her, "Ireland, here for a semester." She got all excited and said, "I just love Irish accents." We ended up trading numbers, went to a movie the next week, and then spent the night together. The problem was, I had to keep up the fake Irish accent the whole time, and I was so paranoid about being caught that I never saw her again. I sat in the back of class for the rest of the semester. Story 31. I went to my ex-def's place and spent the night because I hadn't been close with anyone in a couple of months and was wasted and super in the mood. We did some stuff through the back door, which makes me cringe to this day. I was horrified the next morning. The shame, my drunken logic, was because she lives about an hour away from my apartment, but like 15 minutes from my work, where I had to be the next morning at 10 a.m., so it was a good idea to go to her place. Oh yeah, also I did it with my best friend's sister twice, but I'd do it again, and probably will. He knows about it and is cool with it. The first time we were both drunk out of our minds, the second time we were both sober. Story 32. My ex-girlfriend at the time, who I'm still good friends with, was at my house hanging out. My house was sort of the hangout spot for everyone. She told me she had a date with some dude she met at her work in a couple of hours, and she asked me if she could drive my brand new sports car to it. I looked at her, and without missing a beat said, "I wouldn't let you drive my car if you give me a brie, you know." To which she responded, "What if I banged you for it?" I reached into my pocket and handed her my keys. Story 33. I was chatting with a woman from another town who was going to pass through mine, and she wanted to meet up. I'm a joker, and at some point I said she'd have to pay me to spend time with me. She asked how much, and I said a happy meal. We didn't have a McDonald's where I was at the time, and I was craving it. It just popped into my head as a joke. We agreed on our terms, we met up, did our thing, and then I drove her back to her vehicle. She asked me to wait, and she went to her car and came back with a cooler, and in it was a happy meal. I laughed so much, I got home and warmed it up and enjoyed it. She might have been sarcastic and using dry humor, but I got the feeling we'd made an actual trade. We chatted on and off for a few years after that, and I never asked. She still pops up on my Insta, but I don't engage. Story 34. A good bit ago, my mother was leaving for vacation, leaving me at the house for an extended period of time. Like most males, I was super excited to finally have a good amount of private time with my girlfriend at the time. Now keep in mind, my mother had to make several connections to reach her final destination, all with very little time in between them, and if she missed one flight, she would likely miss the rest. Anyway, I drive my mother to the airport early in the morning, drop her off, and go back home, excited to see my girl later in the evening for a fun few days of playful shenanigans. A few hours pass, and I get a call from my crying mother mid-morning. Through her tears, she tells me that due to some airline screw-up, she didn't have a seat on her flight and would miss her connection to her final destination, for which there wasn't another flight for at least 2 more days. Now, my mother thinks I'm upset because she'll be missing her cousin's wedding, but in reality, I'm furious that an airline screw-up ruined my weekend plans with my girlfriend. So I drive myself down to the airport, spend a few minutes consoling my mother, and then proceed to argue and fight with the airline for the next 6 hours, at first trying to get my mother on another flight, and then trying to get just compensation for a ruined weekend. This turns into a longer, drawn-out battle. Several angry letters were written to their customer service department, and finally, after about 2 months of calling and writing, they issued us a travel voucher worth $15, the cost of her missed flights plus what she had to pay in fees to rebook, because we threatened to go public with our story. I did not, in fact, end up having a glorious time that weekend, but I did enter into a lengthy battle with an airline because they denied it to me. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.